fear is an infantile emotion. The fear is begins with a separation from the mother. And when there had been an insecure attachment to the mother in infancy and childhood, then the fear becomes embedded as one of the sanskaras of the ego. It's not inherent. Fear is not inherent in human nature, because human nature accepts that the world is a flux. We're in constant change. Everything is different in every moment. Nothing remains the same. But the child that is afraid of abandonment and loss and rejection and being scapegoated, et cetera, is not able to let go of its fear, and often of anger that also goes with that fear, and of a refusal to grow and to change and to let go, because nobody else took care of that child. So now you're dedicated to taking care of your own inner child, but then you can't, unfortunately, grow to your full stature as infinite consciousness, because you're identified with the memory trace of what you thought you had been when the body was small and helpless and fearful. So it's all about an identification with the body that cannot take care of itself. Because there was not that support of your nature back then to create, rather than fear, curiosity and desire to grow and to have adventures and to maximize change in the quest for and discovery of what is possible for your spirit to attain, the fear became a limiting factor in the growth of the emotions and the intelligence and the courage, et cetera, et cetera. But it's only a limitation within the ego itself. The soul has not been captured by that fear. So the more you become aware of your soul nature, the more you will be able to finally put to rest the image of a fearful child that exists in the consciousness that has created disturbing waves of fear that produce a resistance to knowing what is your real power, you see. And once you grasp what your power is and that you are uncreated and deathless and cannot be destroyed, you will let all of that fear go. Souls cannot be destroyed. And just because the body dies, that has nothing to do with consciousness. The consciousness becomes ever more blissful because it's no longer anchored and limited by the need to care for a single bodily form. So the fear is not inherent to our being. And the more you focus on who you are as a soul, who you are in eternity, not simply in this field of limited local time, the more that you will gain again all the power that comes with the soul, and then connect fully to the absolute spirit from which the soul derives its being. And then you will discover that your inherent nature is not fear, but is the splendor of invincible victory over all illusion and all forces that could threaten suffering or death, and that you are untouchable by any of those forces. And so it's that sovereignty of your being now that you are called to reclaim and use the fear actually as an impetus to get that freedom now and cut the connection to the child illusion of a past memory of who you thought you were, so that you can be who you really are now in this moment and fully claim your right to co-create the new kingdom of heaven. Okay.